Everywhere you turned, Tipperary was being sung by marching men. They couldn't supply uniforms to the men at the beginning, and they were marching in civilian clothes. And that continued, of course, until they got uniform. But all parts of Britain, all over Britain, this was the song they were singing, and Little Man had been forgotten all about completely.
How was it sung in Glasgow?
In Glasgow, in London, everywhere. In Glasgow, just as mad about the war as any other place. A lot of young people were unemployed, of course, to start with. A lot of young people caught up with the sort of adventure of the thing. Then there was Kitchener pointing his fingers to everybody on the hoarding, and it had a tremendous effect in driving people into that. I mean, then there was the woman with the white feathers that came along, wanting to know why the young men weren't in the army. And it was quite amazing, the war fever that developed.
Did you ever have a white feather handed
to
you?
No.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why. But there weren't so very many, but there were some getting white feathers from some middle-class ladies and upper-class ladies who took a special delight wanting to know why these men weren't in the army fighting the enemy and so on. And that feeling developed and continued to develop for a year or two until the strikers, till the men went on strike.
How strong was the pro-war feeling through all sections?
All sections had it. Every section had it. About that, there's no doubt at all. It was tremendous, and some Labour leaders got themselves involved in the pro-war propaganda. The famous Ben Tillett toured the music hall speaking. He was a star turner in the music hall.
Did he speak in Glasgow?
He spoke in the Coliseum, and in the Coliseum he told a story about having seen a greasy spot on a wall where a German had bashed a baby's brains out. And he talked about using daggers against these terrible Germans, and terrific hate stuff that he developed during the First World War. Horatio Bottomley was another one. He was the editor of John Bull and ultimately went to jail for fraud in later years. Well, Horatio Bottomley did all this stuff. Harry Lauder did it for £60 a time. And a whole army of people were stumping the country this way. Harry Lauder talked about dumping the pacifists in the river. And they were pretty vile, the way they tried to work up the fever against those who were opposed to the war.